All right, we'll get to your phone calls and feedback coming up in a minute. Tigers in Cleveland, game two today. How are you feeling about this one?
I mean, I feel as good as I normally do for a Skubal start.
Yeah.
I expect him to be Cy Young Skubal. It doesn't mean I dismiss Cleveland. Cleveland's got some real weapons in that lineup. So you got to be careful with them. You got to be very careful when you face Ramirez and Naylor and Kwan. Those are three really good players up at three of the top four guys in the order. So,
correct me if I'm wrong. Is the last Skubal start against them, wasn't it July, the last time he pitched against Cleveland?
Feels like it's forever ago.
Yeah. Let me double check that, because in that game, he gave up 10 hits, but only one run. So he was able to, minimize the damage. But yeah, they're a very, very challenging lineup, and they are what they are. They're a division champ for a reason. The way that game started the other day, Bibee looked like he was, not at his best. The Tigers threatened in the first, but then the wheels came off quickly. And I still will stand by my belief that these games are a race to the lead, because both teams have very good bullpens.
Yeah.
And so you want to get the lead and then protect the lead. I wouldn't be surprised if the team that scores first wins each and every one of these games in this series. And it was Cleveland, and they used some guys out of the pen. Nobody pitched a ton of pitches.
No, Bibee didn't make it out of the fifth, right?
Yeah. So they'll probably have their whole bullpen available to them.
They
just need Skubal to go do Skubal things.
I was really excited about the start of that game for the Tigers in the top of the first inning, because the batters were patient and they worked that count. I think Bibee threw like 27 pitches in the first inning.
Yep.
Then they came back in the second inning to try to answer, getting down five runs, but they worked the count again. And, Bibee's pitch count was massive over just a couple of innings. And then he got like a seven pitch inning and like, uh-oh. And it looked like things were going to be troublesome for the Tigers. But, that last start that they had against Cleveland, the Tigers got off to a good start. They got off to a 4-1 lead and then added two more in the sixth to make it 6-1. And that's how you can do things. And Skubal gave up, as you mentioned, the 10 hits and a walk, but only two of those hits were extra base hits. So guys getting on base, doesn't matter. You're not advancing past first. Cleveland wasn't running to get to second base. They weren't stealing. And the Tigers only turned one double play in that game. They know how to do this. Cleveland is not insurmountable. But Cleveland's also a very good baseball team. For those people that are upset that the Tigers lost game one, are you forgetting who they're playing?
Well,
and it is a Tiger team that even during this stretch where they've won, a ton of these games, right? They've done a great job down the stretch, and particularly the last 45 games, there have still been times where they did not score.
Yeah, in this stretch. You're talking about, unless you think they are so good that they should not ever lose a game.
They got shut out against the White Sox, okay? Second to last game of the season.
Well, that was the hangover game.
I know, but I'm just saying, it's happened. They scored one run against Baltimore on September 20th. They scored two against Baltimore on the 14th. They scored two against Colorado on the 12th. I mean, there have been times when they have not. They got shut out against San Diego on September 2nd. So this isn't, this happens. It's how do you bounce back from that matters, right? They bounce back from a 7-1 loss to Baltimore to win the next six games. Do that. That sounds good. I like that plan.
248-539-9797. Sean's in West Bloomfield, and he's on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Sean.
Hey, boys. I just real quick want to tell you, I listen to a ton of talk radio, podcasts, smart, entertaining people talking about interesting things, but this is my favorite show. Oh. I look forward to it every day, and you guys are phenomenal.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that a lot.
Yeah, so these baseball games are amazing. I'm going to be really excited about them, but yeah. I just want to talk about the Lions real quick. So looking at this, I think there's an argument to make that this next couple of weeks might be the most important stretch of the season. So we're on the road to Dallas, on the road to Minnesota. 0-2 will be a gut punch. 1-1, I don't think it resets anything. But if we go on the road and beat both these teams and go 2-0, now we're talking number one seed. We're talking trade deadline acquisitions and all that, right? So I just think that as fun as the baseball is going to be, man, are we in an important little couple of weeks here for the Detroit Lions. What do you think?
Yeah, and it's amazing how we say it every year, and it's hard to believe every year, but a big part of what the NFL is you look at the schedule when it comes out and you go, oh, this is tough or that looks easy, and we're never right. You're never right. Like this game with the Vikings coming up in a couple of weeks, I mean, we thought Dallas would be challenging, and it will be challenging, but this game with the Vikings is massive. And yeah, this little two-game stretch, you're right. 2-0 would be spectacular. I'm not sure that, you know, that should be the expectation. 1-1 would be good enough. But 0-2 could be in play here. And then you're really starting to question what they'll be. I don't think they'll go 0-2, but I don't know if you know this. Detroit goes to Dallas and weird stuff happens, man.
Yeah.
I agree, but I think we can win them both. I really do. I think we got to bring our best game coming out of the bye, and I think we got a better team than both. But man, we beat them both, guys. I'm telling you, this thing's going to set up like nicely after that. So that's exciting, I think, for the city.
It can. I don't know if the Vikings are going anywhere. I mean, that's 5 weeks. It's five wins. It's impressive what they've done. Not that I think that the Jets are the greatest team in the world, but you know, going out of this country to have to do that to preserve your perfect record. Their defense looks legit. Their offense is talented, and they're getting it done with, you know, a quarterback that had been cast off by several teams. So good for the Vikings. But you know, Lions are pretty good too. The Lions are a pretty good football team. What you saw from Dallas last night, a team that was playing without their defensive leader, Micah Parsons, and they dominated defensively. Now, Pittsburgh's not a juggernaut when it comes to offense, but the fact that Dallas was able to shut down their running game and limit overall the offense to under 300 yards, that's impressive. And Dak Prescott to CeeDee Lamb is a problem. CeeDee Lamb is truly one of the great receivers in the game. He's got size, he's got speed, and he's got hands. It's a lethal combination. He's a deadly good player.
You know, back to the point about how you don't know what's going to happen. I remember when we did the blitz thingy right before the season, one of Kang's questions was, what is the team most likely to go from worst to first? Because every year it happens. And I remember what I said, but the Vikings finished tied with the Bears at 7-10. The Commanders were a 4-13 team last year. And they both look like strong candidates to be that team. Cincinnati was a 9-8 team, was a popular. I said Arizona. Kind of a wing and a prayer, and thinking maybe Kyler Murray could get back to, you know, some of the form he had, and that the new offensive coordinator there can make some things happen. But did anybody say the Commanders or the Vikings? I don't think anybody did. Kang, do you remember what you answered on that one?
I'd rather not say. No, it was I went on a crazy limb.
Yeah,
remember?
I know what you said. I'm not going to make you say it again.
No, I can. I don't care. I'm wrong all the time.
Yeah. Get used to it. Yeah, exactly. One of your great lines.
Yeah, get used to it. Yeah. But you know, I went with the Carolina Panthers, literally the worst team in the league, till first in their division. Obviously not going too well.
In part because of the division.
Yes.
And what we thought the division would be. Mm-hmm. Gator, did you say Cincinnati?
I think I did.
Yeah.
My God, did they blow that game yesterday? But anyway, the point is, it's so hard to know. And Minnesota and I mean, who's going to stop Washington's offense? They had a stat yesterday that Jaden Daniels had more scoring drives than incomplete passes going into that game. I can't believe that was true. So they're incredible.
And the Vikings have only not led this year in like 3 minutes, entire season.
That's crazy.
I mean, they're on a, if you just take away like Sam Darnold and you just throw out their head, the Vikings are like this, you'd think they're the most dominant team in the league.
All right, feedback coming in. Champ Alex Pereira, Chump, Sharon Moore, and the entire staff. I'm worried the wheels are going to fall off. That's from an unnamed texter. Next text, why doesn't Michigan start the freshman and give him some experience for next year? It can't get any worse. That's from Mike in Plymouth. I would argue it can get worse. Champ, the college football upsets makes the sport more fun. Chump, the Tigers offense lifeless in 25 of 27 innings this postseason and really poor effort Saturday.
Well, they had some defensive lapses in the game. They clearly Tyler Holton jumped Tyler Holton, and that was tough to take. And then the first pitch that Reese Olson throws goes into the stands for a 3-run homer. Then they kind of settled down, but the bats just weren't there enough. But you have to give the opposition some credit too. Cleveland's got the best bullpen in baseball, and their starting pitcher was on his game. So this is what the Tigers have to do. This has to be a yuck throw in the garbage game from Saturday. This cannot be a rearview window game. Don't worry about it. It's over with. All right? The next game is the game. It's today. I don't care what happened Saturday. I care about what's going to happen on Monday. And hopefully they have that attitude.
Get your championship votes in. We'll have ours today at 10:35. Open lines. Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.